a few Wednesdays ago, my father calls me up and asks, how'd the poetry slam go? The motherfucking poetry slam. This from a man who, when I was 8 years old, didn't find it necessary to explain to me why he was moving Mom and I away from our family, only to relocate us 2 states up. This from you, who, when I was 13, penciled in exactly 1 visit to me while I was hidden away at Willow Creek, only to come in with a dubious smile on your face and have the audacity to say to me, okay, let's talk about this whole cry for attention anorexic thing. I sat across from you, all angry, 77 pounds of me, and the best you could do was look through me. And only a few months ago, you couldn't be bothered to call me up and wish me good luck before I left for college, and don't think for a second that I've forgotten the way you sat in that chair and drank our relationship away when I was no higher than your waist. So, I'm sorry, but fuck you, sir. And I only say sir because my southern upbringing precedes even me, much less you. Suddenly you pay attention to 1 minute detail in an email I sent you weeks ago and expect me to believe that, oh, this time, it'll be different. Well, at least I know you can use a phone. Why don't you try sending a check? Make a dent in that $13,000 of back child support you owe, you know. That missing money is the only reason my savings aren't enough to put me up. My scholarships will take care of books, tuition, class fees, but you were supposed to take care of me. So instead, I work 30 hours a week. I'll take care of me. I don't need you anymore, and this pane of glass that has always been between us seems to warp and tint as the days and years and phases pass. You see, Dad, it was never a wall that initially separated us. It was the illusion that we weren't separated at all. You and your wooden box of oppression, perfectly content in your four-walled world, I thought I could at least understand you, but now I can't even make out your shape. And you could never accept the fact that I am delightfully flawed. I drink too much, smoke too much, question, swear, love, hate, sex, it's all mixed together to create the dye that's painted over me. And I'm so confused, I'm not sure I know who that is. I'm not sure I ever did. But the one thing I do know is that I am not your daughter. I have never been your daughter, and you need to come to grips with that, because every time you get this whimsical idea to get back into my life every 10 to 12 months or so, you need to remember that you have done nothing but let me down, and I do not exactly relish in the idea of having you around me. But I don't have the heart to tell you these things, because you're just a man, a sad, pathetic, self-centered man. So instead of saying to you all the things I've always wanted to say to you, all the irony that lies behind that damn question, I just say it was fine, Dad. Thanks for asking. And I hang up the phone. Because that is all you could ever be to me, the opposite end of a phone call.